This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you happen to be taking in the Browns-Panthers joint practice yesterday, you would have found six Browns quarterbacks on the field at some point yesterday. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. EJ Stewart in for Perloff today, who's on vacation. And EJ, Deshaun Watson was out there at practice. So that's one. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and also Tyler Huntley. Everyone was there yesterday. It's like crazy how crowded this thing has become. But, you know, we all know that Shedeur Sanders is going to be starting the preseason game tomorrow. We're not sure how long he's going to have. Mm-hmm. He could play a significant part of the game because even though Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel are practicing, and Joe Flacco, but Gabriel and Pickett are practicing, but they are limited because of their hamstring issues. Joe Flacco is not playing in the preseason game because he's 40. So why would he play in this game? So
DMP old.
Yeah, right. So now it's Shedeur and then Snoop Huntley, who got there 4 days ago, 3 days ago. And so they're going to be getting a lot of the reps. Now, what's weird is that Shedeur didn't get any first team reps yesterday in this joint practice. Yeah. And so we've talked about how I don't think the Browns ever wanted Shedeur to be seeing the field this quickly. You can just tell by how they run practices. He does not get first team reps with the 11-on-11 drills or the 7-on-7 drills. It's just not happening.
Yep.
So he's getting this like because it's just he has to start the game. It's not because he's getting a promotion. Now, what he does with it will be interesting, but if you're not going to give him any reps with the first team when you're in theory prepping him to start the first preseason game, I think the Browns are completely not serious about getting Shedeur any meaningful reps, and in some ways, I think they're setting him up to fail.
And I can see why you would think that. Now, to be fair, Kevin Stefanski said basically none of the stars are going to play in this game.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to play any of the stars in the game, and Shedeur essentially has not played with any of the starters, maybe it makes sense to actually have him still play with the guys he's been playing with, which are twos and threes. These are the guys that are essentially going to start in this game. Now the Panthers are going to play their one, so yeah. I guess good luck with that. It's the Panthers. It's not like you're playing against the Eagles, right? But still, it's a one. It's the ones for an NFL team, so that may be a little concerning. But I'll be honest. I don't know. Maybe it's a weird feeling I get. I think Shedeur is going to play really well. I think when you see what we are hearing from Browns camp, which is the little we get to see of him,
yeah,
he is very accurate. He's quick with the release. His ball placement has been solid. We've heard a lot of negative things about the other guys, right? We haven't heard a lot of negative things about Shedeur Sanders. We've heard of issues with Dylan Gabriel. We've heard that Kenny Pickett really hasn't distinguished himself. And Flacco, it's almost like he can't get on the field because they don't want him having to break at any moment in this heat and in this humidity. So Shedeur has gotten his opportunities, and he hasn't embarrassed himself yet. I think he goes out there on Friday, and I think he puts on a mini show. Maybe not a whole show, but a mini show. And I think this creates a massive conundrum for the Browns and the organization about what happens next. Because if he goes out there and plays good, I don't think he has to even play great. If he plays good, there's going to be a large, large contingent of Browns fans that are going to be like, give this guy an opportunity. And the Browns are not some strong organization that can stand on their laurels and say, you know what, no, we're the Browns, and we know what we're doing. That's something they literally have there's no chance they can say that. And I think that he's going to have an opportunity at that point because those other guys are going to play eventually. We're going to have to see Kenny Pickett play. We've seen that before. We've heard what we're hearing about Dillon Gabriel and the guy's 5'11".
Two gloves.
And then we got Joe Flacco, who's, you know, played well for the Browns, but is older, right? So he's going to get his opportunity, and I think it is going to begin in part because I think he's going to play really well in this preseason game.
Okay. I think the opposite is going to happen. If he does play well, like, I'm not ruling that out. Yeah, okay. We saw him play in college. I still don't know why he slipped to the fifth round. Yeah. That's still the mystery of our time, I guess. But I think the better he plays, the more he gets buried. And I think that Joe Flacco is out here probably saying to the team, and to be fair, Mary Kay Cabot kind of wrote this for Cleveland.com, what are we doing? Mm. How is this even a competition anymore? How are we even doing the facade of a competition? He's not coming to take the QB1 job, Shador. Dillon Gabriel's not taking the QB1 job either. And Kenny Pickett is not ready to suit up in a game. What are we doing? Just give Joe Flacco all of the first team reps. He's already getting 80% of them anyway, but let's not, you know, start divvying up the pie for a quarterback competition that is a sham. It's not real. And if it was real, they actually would be giving Shador, I think, a real opportunity with the ones. I think they're telling you Kevin Stefanski is running his practices as if, you know, there is like a pseudo competition going on. And I think they're keeping it up when Flacco's going to get this job. And I think Flacco would say, why are you tying a hand behind my back with not giving me all the first team reps when we all know how this movie is going to end? It's going to end with me being QB1 for as long as I'm staying healthy and as long as we're still in the hunt.
I feel like that feels like a very Flacco-colored glasses view at the situation. Because, yes, you have Kenny Pickett dealing with the hamstring. And yes, you have Dillon Gabriel, who has a hamstring and also hasn't looked that great. It is still August 7th.
Yeah.
And the Browns don't play week 1 until September 7th. Hamstrings can be tricky, but I think in a month, can Kenny Pickett be ready to go for week 1? Absolutely. He may not have the most practice time. He may not be fully ready to go in terms of knowing the entire playbook and everything and everyone being on their P's and Q's. But could he be serviceable enough to be able to get ready out there for week 1? That's absolutely the case. And I will agree with one thing. I do think this is a bit of a sham in terms of a QB competition, but it's a sham for Kenny Pickett to win the job. That's what they want. It's very clear with the way Kevin Stefanski talks about Kenny Pickett. I mean, he got hurt, and he basically was like, oh, guys, don't worry. Hey, Kenny Pickett's still in this. Hey, we're going back to tape back in March, in April, to decide who's going to win this job. We're going back to when Kenny Pickett was doing stuff in underwear for us in terms of who's going to win this job, which makes no sense. Well, why would that matter in his competition? It's because they want Kenny Pickett to win this job. So I think for Flacco, it's very convenient if that is what he's saying, that, oh, I should just get the job. These guys aren't ready. It's like they don't want you to get the job, bro. They don't want it. You're the emergency quarterback. You're the break glass in case of emergency. And right now, even though their guy's injured, it's not an emergency yet. If Pickett injures his hamstring in August 27th instead of August 7th, yes, that's an emergency. That's not where they're at right now.
But here's the thing where you just kind of prove my point. Look how many layers there are before Shador gets there. Like, this is a sham if it's for Pickett or for Flacco. Yeah. It's just not a real competition. I said this yesterday. Shador would have to play he'd have to play amazing. Like, he'd have to look so good for them to not be able to ignore and put him back, mm-hmm. At fourth in the QB depth chart or what have you. It's just such a mountain for him to climb, I think, to get anything meaningful. And, the other thing I can tell from some of the Browns reporters is that apparently this coaching staff, so whether it's, Stefanski and even this regime with Andrew Berry, they don't put as much stock into the preseason as they do the joint practices, right? So apparently this is more of a litmus test, they think, than even preseason. And I get it, preseason, the defenses are not game planning for you. They're just working on whatever they're working on, and it can be a little fool's gold. Again, I think there's nothing Shador can do. Like, he can play well. We can talk about it. Maybe Jimmy Haslam, the owner, he would have to get involved because I don't think Stefanski wants Shador anywhere near the field. And by the time Shador actually would get on to an NFL regular season game, if he even gets there, the Browns are going to be so buried in the standings. Yeah. And it's going to feel so lost that I don't think you're going to be able to glean anything from it anyway. Like, the league will have moved on. Again, I'm starting to think we're not going to see Shador at all in the regular season if there's healthier quarterbacks available.
But Maggie, think about this. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, we talk about doing sports predictions as spoilers, right? And we talk about movies. If I see the actors and I see Ray Liotta and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, I think I know what I'm going to get. I don't have to know what the movie's titled. I have to see a trailer. Yeah. I kind of have an idea,
it's
right?
It's good, Phil.
Yeah. If I'm watching a QB battle that includes Kenny Pickett and 40-year-old Joe Flacco and a third-round pick who's 5'11", and the people running it are the Cleveland Browns, and it's Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I know how this movie goes. It's going to be a complete S show.
Yeah.
So I think we could say the best laid plans in terms of what they want to happen, which is Shador never plays. We know he's going to play because it's the Cleveland Browns. We have a bunch of guys who are going to find a banana peel somewhere, whether it's Pickett, Flacco being at his age, the Browns organization in terms of being dysfunctional, and then the guy that's ahead of him in terms of being a draft pick has a lot of physical limitations. So I think it's inevitable that he gets his shot simply because we know how this movie goes.
Yeah. I just, even the shot, though, what is it going to mean if it's so, if it's going to be meaningless, I think, by the time they get to it. That's my point. It's like,
that's fair.
And by the time, like, if Flacco and some kind of Flacco Pickett poo-poo platter is going to play for some extended time, I think they would get to the bye week, which is week 9 mm-hmm. or something like that. Their schedule is so hard to begin with. I think you're just going to be so far out of it. Now, again, you can always get our eyeballs for a little Browns dysfunction. Like, I'll put down what I'm doing for a little Browns dysfunction. No doubt. You can bring me in for a midweek press conference that goes off the rails. 100%. But even Shador, even the celebrity of all of that, if the Browns are careening towards the number one overall pick, which that could definitely be in play, if he suits up for week 15 right. at Chicago, or he suits up against Buffalo in week 16 and it's right before Christmas time, I don't think people are paying attention.
But like
I don't.
You said, the celebrity, I don't know if they'll be able to ignore the noise
right.
for 18 weeks.
Right.
I and think that noise is just going to envelop them to where Shador's going to get snatched. He probably shouldn't be getting right
I
now.
I know, but he's going to, Ray, he might look just as bad. Like, this is the thing. If you have a team that outside of Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, whatever, like there's a couple good pieces on this team, but none of us would be surprised if they win 3 games and have the number one pick next year, right?
Very true.
Okay. Definitely. If you're on a team like that, Shador's not going to come in and light it up. It's just that can't happen. The team around him is going to be so bad that if Joe Flacco can't do it and Kenny Pickett can't do it and Dylan Gabriel can't do it and who knows, Snoop Huntley, who knows how this depth chart actually lays out. I just don't, you're setting him up to fail. Like, I don't think he's going to look good.
But here's the difference, though, is this is a embattled coach and an embattled front office. I don't think that they're going to be in a position where they're going to be trying to tank late in the season, even if they're bad enough to do so. They may not have to try. They may just be a terrible football team. But I don't know if Kevin Stefanski can afford a 14-loss season. I definitely don't think Andrew Berry can afford something like that. So I think when you get to the end of the year, I don't think you're going to have a bunch of guys that are just playing out the string. I think you're going to have guys saying, like, hey, listen, like, I know the owner wants Arch Manning, and I know we may be tanking the best thing, but if we can show that Shador actually has something, let's get him coached up, let's get him ready. Maybe that saves our jobs because now we can look at it and say, hey, you know what? This season didn't go that great, but at least we have a future. And the other thing as well, you know, Jimmy Haslam already tried to distance himself from the Arch Manning stuff. Arch Manning may be a 2-year project, which is what he said. The fact that he's saying that, I think, lets me know, okay, like, they're also thinking the same thing. Jimmy Haslam, in terms of what would sell the most tickets, what would get the most eyeballs, what would get the most attention for the Browns organization, there's no doubt if Shador Sanders becomes the starting quarterback. So I don't know if it's going to be a situation, like Ray was saying, where they can afford to wait till week 17. I think Jimmy Haslam may say, wait a minute, we're 2-9 and we're not going to play the most popular guy on the team. Like, that's crazy. Like, they'd have no choice but to play him.
Yeah, you would get a bump, probably a little bump of selling tickets for like Shador's first start.
Definitely.
Right?
I don't even have a little bump. I mean, they're a terrible team. I think that he sells out the place. I think if he's starting in a random game.
Okay. Phenomenal. What do you think it looks like if he starts the Browns home game week 13 against the San Francisco 49ers? It looks like a bloodbath. And all that maybe positivity or whatever, you know, hey, the end of the season, all that goes out the window. I know Shador is a tough guy and he always got up, but Big 12 pass rushers are not the same thing as Nick Bosa. So I guess I would just say, like, I'm starting to leak confidence here
yeah.
that Shador, A, is ever going to get a real shot this year, B, that it would ever look like anything that you'd actually want on tape to begin with, and C, that the Browns are going to in any way handle this right. You make a good point, though. This is an embattled coach and front office.
Yes.
No doubt. But everyone knows the deal. The moment they made the trade out of the second pick mm-hmm. with Jacksonville to get that second first rounder, right,
yeah.
for next year. Hell, the owner already came out and said, you know, we're like looking forward to next year. That was August of this year. Like, they all kind of know the deal. So I'm not saying that Stefanski and Barry wouldn't get fired if they are a three-win team.
Sure.
But they also kind of are setting them up. Like, again, there's six quarterbacks on the team right now. It's just insane. How could you go into a season like this and say, man, you know, playoff mandate? Like, it would be that it just means the owner wants to fire them. If he fires them after a 3-win season, it's because he wants to fire them and he wants to start something new. It's not because they may have, air quotes, deserve to be fired.
And that's totally true. I just think that it's easy to look at a lot of these things in a vacuum, right? It's easy to say in a vacuum, well, yeah, like they've set themselves up perfectly to get the number one pick or get a top pick, whether it be their own pick or the Jags pick, or you know, maybe a combination of both to move up to number one, however they want to do it. But at the same time, you have real people with real jobs. You have fans that are calling in the radio stations every day, emailing the team, sending letters to the team, like, you know, showing up with garbage bags over their Browns, you know, dog face, dog pound mask. Like, it gets really ugly. And then we see how things turn. We saw that in New York City twice, right? Like, where, you know, the Giants are just right there. Cam Ward's going to fall right in their lap. They just do the right thing. And the idea of losing every home game was so unappealing to them that they blew it and won a game that meant nothing against the Indianapolis Colts. And we saw the Jets do it when they were trying to, suck for, Trevor Lawrence. Like, we've seen so many of these teams late in the year have these situations. The Patriots last year won a game with Joe Milton. Like,
beat the Bills.
When you're in those situations, it's just a lot harder to tank than it sounds. I don't know why. Like, to me, it should be very simple. Like, I think I am pro tanking.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation where you get the number one pick, you cannot blow that opportunity. Play every backup and just tank the game. I think most fans understand what's going on. But it seems like for these players, given the danger of the sport, given the real life things happening, it's a lot harder to actually execute. So I'm not sure if the Browns are going to execute a plan to tank them in the way we will, which is why I'm not going to say that right off completely that Shador Sanders can't have some success here.
I'm telling you, you go into a season and you've got six quarterbacks,
you are doomed. We should call the Browns the six. I know Drake has called Toronto the six. The Browns are now the six. Until they get rid of one of these quarterbacks, I'm just calling them the six.
Watson, Flacco, Gabriel, Pickett, Shador, and Snoop Huntley.
And then Deshaun Watson is now a guy who he's showing up too.
Is this the worst quarterback room ever?
it's got to be up there, right? The best guy. I mean, Deshaun Watson on a torn Achilles might be better than a lot of these guys.
I mean, you do have a Super Bowl MVP. It just happened a decade ago.
Yeah.
I was still in college when he won Super Bowl with the Ravens.
I was there. It was fun. It was a good game. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Shador Sanders. Good luck. I mean,
you don't think he can go out there against it's the Carolina Panthers. You know, they're not going to be blitzing, or if they're blitzing, it's going to be very, generic stuff. Everybody's playing vanilla. You don't think that him being accurate, being able to check down and just take the easy stuff, that he can't go out there and give you a 7-for-10? I think he can.
I think it's possible that it could look fine. I think it's going to look simple and fine, and there's nothing wrong with it. I guess there's one part of this that I'm trying to remember if I have this right or if this is just my memory of it. But I feel like when Shador was at Colorado, I feel like the first halves were not amazing, and the second halves is really where he was turning it on. And I guess what I mean by that is it took him a second, I think, to get into his rhythm. And I'm trying to remember if like that's just my memory of it or if that really how it went. But are you going to be able to get into a rhythm is what I'm wondering. You are not taking any more meaningful snaps in these joint practices. He's not. This is how the article was painted from yesterday. The headline is Shador Sanders' light workload. dude's about to start a preseason game, and he's not getting any more meaningful like reps in practice. So is he going to get the time to like get into a rhythm? And, you know, those first two series, I'm assuming two series against the first team defense for Carolina. So if it doesn't look great against the first teams, all right, maybe against the backups, like you start doing better. But is that going to impress anybody?
And that's going to be the one thing I do think that would be a little concerning, because if you think about where he's coming from Colorado. And if you want to argue also Jackson State, where everything was about Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, and Travis.
He's getting every rep. He's getting every interview. He's getting all the attention. Everything's about him. You got to go to his rap concert if you want to be on the team. Like, there's all this stuff where everything's about him. So you're always on.
Yeah.
And I think when he talked about the injury, I know he said that he had that injury in college too, but I think he kind of alluded to, like, hey, look, I'm sitting for a while. That guy throw. Now I'm sitting for a long time, and I get hot and cold, and that's why I had the shoulder soreness. Like, he's not a priority for them. So I think that will be an adjustment for him, is if when you're not getting all this time, or you're not getting all this attention, you don't have to be always on. Are you ready to be on now that you've been thrust into this opportunity? I will say, I feel like in the first game of his career at Colorado at TCU, and even last season against North Dakota State, he lit it up.
Sure.
I mean, he looked really sharp, surprisingly sharp. It seemed like the issues for him kind of started happening later in the season in those years. But, like, anyone who kind of had questions was like, oh, maybe I have to back off because he looks really good. That's why I'm kind of leaning to the bright lights go on. It's his first time out there. He seems to show up. I don't know what the rest of the preseason is going to look like or what the regular season will look like. I think Friday looks really good for him.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So there you go. Shedeur Sanders is going to start the preseason tomorrow against Carolina, but is not getting any more meaningful reps. And I think this is a guy who's about to get buried even deeper on the depth chart. I hate to say it. That's not what I want. I just think this is what the Browns want, and I have no idea why. We have a lot more to do, including what would a successful season look like for the following teams? We've got a lot of college football for you as well. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. EJ Stewart in for Perloff today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about the Browns' dysfunction, I also want to get to... I was an eyelash from getting completely scammed the other day. Tell you about that. An eyelash.
Wow.
I was one step away from basically giving out all of my information. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But Cannon is in Houston. We've been talking about the Browns quarterback situation. Counted up yesterday at a joint practice between the Browns and the Carolina Panthers. There were six Browns quarterbacks on the field. Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and Snoop Huntley. Cannon, it's too many quarterbacks.
Yeah, man. I'm really just sick of the Browns. They make me sick to my stomach. Can we just get rid of this organization? Like, seriously.
They tried that already, Cannon.
I know. They moved them in the middle of the night.
Man, let's move them again, man. Let's move them again early in the morning this time. I'm just sick of them ruining every quarterback that they touch. It's just sick. And now we're talking about them getting Arch Manning. Why the hell would Arch Manning ever play for this organization? I don't care if they went 0-17 and had the number one pick. There's no way on God's green earth I would play for the Cleveland Browns. If I'm any great quarterback, let alone a quarterback like Arch Manning, for some reason they picked Shedeur Sanders to stick it and not play him to stick it to Deion or Shedeur for some reason. I don't know why they think that they're the organization that needs to send a message that we don't care about Shedeur. You suck. Like, you're the Browns, bro. Like, I feel like y'all are terrible. The colors are terrible. The name is terrible. Let's just stop this, man. I'm so sick of the Browns. It's ridiculous, man. And then they just do things that don't make any sense. Like, nothing they're doing right now, is no way you can explain it that makes sense. There's nothing that you can say that can tell me that this is smart or winning or looking towards. It's no future, present, or anything. I mean, I don't know what this
Cannon,
team
I'm
is
with
going
you.
Like.
And you want to know the funniest part about this? And you know, spot the lie of anything you said, even down to the uniforms. I mean, I know they're iconic in some ways. Jim Brown, you know, wearing that Browns uniform. But, like, brown of all the colors, like brown. Anyway, what's the funniest part about this is talk to any NFL person. They'll tell you Andrew Berry is one of the smartest GMs out there. And they'll tell you, and Kevin Stefanski has won two Coach of the Years. That's half as many as Bill Belichick. Guys, like, I don't know how they can allegedly have these smart people and they keep doing these dumb things if you're not going to tell me the owner's not involved. Because this reeks of owner getting involved, thinking that they know more than they do, and messing up the whole thing. And I think a lot of people feel the way that Cannon does. And to be honest, right there with you on Arch Manning. I don't care what kind of relationship his uncle Peyton has with Jimmy Haslam, going back to both being Tennessee alums. Like, you could be my first cousin, my brother. I'm not sending you to Cleveland. No way Arch ever suits up for the Cleveland Browns. I'd bet my life on it. And I actually didn't think Shedeur was ever going to be a Cleveland Brown, because I thought Deion would step in and say, I'm not sending my kid to the Cleveland Browns, but Shedeur lost all of his leverage because they mishandled the pre-draft process.
Yeah, there's a chance that maybe that was the situation in the first round where they said, we don't want to go there, or maybe that was one of the teams where he didn't give, you know, a lot of effort in the meetings. But then once you get to the fifth round, it's like, hey, it's, you know, it's 3 a.m. at the bar.
Yeah.
We got to go with somebody, right? And I think that could be a little bit of what's happening. I mean, I agree. I actually really like Kevin Stefanski as a head coach. I think Andrew Berry, when he first got there, definitely made some good moves. But it feels like, and this happens sometimes, you make one disastrous decision, the chain reaction that happens after that is massive. And it feels like the Deshaun Watson trade and signing is just, they're just never going to get out of that. It's going to take an entire rebuild where everyone is gone. You scrap the entire front office, a lot of the roster. It feels like a lot of that's going to have to happen until this thing gets figured out. Until then, I mean, the fact that he's still around makes this thing awkward, because they had to find quarterbacks to play this year. If he was just healthy, and they could have said, all right, we'll just play you, and then, you know, we'll just let your contract expire. That would have been one thing, but now they can't do that.
Yeah, I think you can keep changing the guys in the front office. The quarterbacks have been in and out. The coaches are a revolving door. Until the ownership changes, it's not going to change. It's rearranging decks on the deck chairs on the Titanic. As long as this dude, Jimmy Haslam, is the owner, I fully believe that. I think it about your Jets at times. Woody Johnson, bad owners are bad owners, and they keep their teams bad for a long time. You're welcome to weigh in at 888-710-4ISN. I came within an eyelash of giving out all my personal information the other day. This is a new scam that's happening, and it's happened to a lot of people, because I put it out on social media. Said, has anyone else, you know, encountered this? Get a call allegedly from Chase Bank. Now, it says Chase Bank. okay? They called me 3 times in the same day. So on the third one, I'm like, well, geez, maybe, you know, maybe Chase Bank is trying to get in touch with me. It's possible. So I pick up. Hey, Chase Bank, we need to verify some charges. That's it. Verify some charges. I go, well, how do I know you're actually Chase Bank? They go, well, put our phone number that we're calling you from, 212-55-da-da-da, into Google. And I'll wait here. So you can Google our phone number. I do it. A branch comes up, legitimate, actually exists on my Google Maps. This branch exists in the world, in New York City and the financial district. Okay. I'm still like a little hesitant. We have 2 payments out to Rebecca Green. $1,000 here, $3,000 here.
What are you doing giving Bex all that money?
No.
Rebecca Green, you backstabber. No. Like, do you have these payments to someone named Rebecca? Well, now I'm like, geez, now we're talking about $4,000. Okay. Yeah. So now you've got my attention. Do you have these payments? I'm like, well, I don't know anyone named Rebecca Green. They're like, yeah, okay. We've been seeing a lot of this. So we're just going to need some of your information to verify. And I'm like, okay, hold on a second. I'm thinking to myself, why are they calling me? Because I'm not the only person on this account. There's another person on this account, right? Why are you calling me, not them? And this and that. So I said, can you verify for me who's the other person on this account? Go, excuse me? I said, I'm not the only person on this account. Verify for me. What's the other name on the account? Click, hung up.
Wow.
I was this close to verifying my information. And you want to know how much the balls these people have? They called me back again.
Well, maybe it was like, hey, the line got crazy.
They called me again.
Yeah, that second name on the account. Is it Andrew Perloff?
Yeah. Is it EJ Stewart? Is it Manny Rodriguez? Andrew Kaplan? All the weedos, the coffee drinkers? They know I give you guys, you're all my personal emergency contacts. Yeah, how about that?
I mean, the one thing I will say is I feel like a lot of these, when they do the verified, because I got one of those calls recently, but it was legit. When they do the verify your purchases, usually it's automated, at least for my bank, which I know, okay, it's automated. I don't have to give them anything.
Yes.
It's literally just click one if it's yes, click two if no.
Yep.
And so I'm not talking to a person.
Yeah, this is our so-and-so fraud system. But here's the thing. I don't trust the text messages either because I've been almost scammed 100 different times on text. You know, whether it's, hey, it's you owe this or that, or this is me. So on text, I've almost been scammed. On emails, I've almost been scammed. And now on phone calls, I've almost been scammed. There's no other way to get in touch with me.
Yeah, I know,
this is it.
I just ignore text. If a bank texts, no way. The bank texts me, I'm like, they're going to have to call me.
But you're just saying, they're like, did you verify this charge?
No,
but you had actually made the charge.
Well, no, they're automated calls.
Oh,
that's what I mean. So like, they're automated calls. So they called me this week and they were like, have you done blah, blah, blah. And I was like, click one for yes, click two for no. So I just clicked the numbers and I was never going to go to a person.
Right.
Like, I've done this enough with my bank that I know it's going to be, if it's no, then they're just going to cancel my card.
Sure.
Which, okay, fine. That's whatever.
Right.
But, like, I know I'm never going to have a conversation where, like, all right, give us information. Like you said, your bank should always have your information.
Yeah, so right. Why are you? That's why they couldn't give me the second name on the account. So I'm like, well, this is, and then they hung up because they knew they got. But it's just, this is what the scammers have done now. It's become so sophisticated and it's become so crazy that if someone actually did need to get in touch with me, forget it. If there is something wrong with any of my anything, I'm not trusting it's anybody.
I told you the story about how my fiance, her brother, it was their grandmother. She got scammed because they basically knew her brother's name and had Andrea's brother, a man who sounded like Andrea's brother, call her grandmother saying that he was in jail and needed $5,000 before.
And
it's like, it sounds like him. He's mentioning things about like their family and like whatever that made, you know, their grandmother think that, oh, well, Chris is in jail, I gotta give him money. And you know, you gave him the money for bail and then that was it. And then, you know,
you're out 5 G's.
Yeah.
Little old ladies.
Chris is at a Raising Cane's this entire time, unknowing that he was in prison.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I was in prison. And then, you know, of course, you know, their dad was like, what the hell? You know, he's going crazy. But like, these scammers are definitely up in their game, which is scary.
It is. And it's just, there's no other way. So what are you going to send a messenger pigeon? There's no other way to get in touch with me. And also, like, the mail, well, what are we doing with the mail? You know, the mail, snail mail, whatever it is, some of that stuff can, you know, you can go through the mail, but it's not as up to date.
Definitely not.
Anyway, so
you just have to hang up the phone and call that place back on your own and say, is there a problem with my account?
Right.
Like, even if someone calls my wife and I and it's a legitimate person with a question, I'll hang up the phone. We'll call you back.
Yeah.
We'll call you back.
No, you can do that. But then all of a sudden I'm on the phone with Chase for 45 minutes.
Hey, Schwartz, how was your conversation with Cablevision the other day?
Oh, it was not very good at all.
What's that, your internet and cable provider? Cable.
Well, yeah, because I called. I wanted to order HBO. So okay. I wanted to add it because we don't have HBO in our package. So I wanted to get it so I can watch the Billy Joel and get it for Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
So I call up and I want to add HBO, and the person says, oh, this is great. We have a 3-month for free promotion.
I'm sure.
I said, okay, great. Let's sign it up, right? They put me on hold. They come back. Oh, we're going to have to transfer you to a different department.
Of course.
In order to do this. They transfer me to another department. I'm on hold for a little while longer. Person comes back. I tell them, I just want to add HBO to my package. And they said, that's great. We can give you 6 months free.
Oh, amazing.
HBO. I'm like, this call is getting better.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely great.
You're going to be the president of HBO by the time.
Pretty soon, HBO Sports is coming back.
Yeah.
And then they go, I'm unable to process this order. Let me transfer you to another department.
Wow.
Another 30 minutes on hold, getting the person on the phone. Yeah, we have a special offer for you. It's $16.99 a month. I said, no, wait a second.
Oh, there you go.
I spoke to two other people. The first one said 3 months for free.
Yeah.
The next one said 6 months for free. Oh, no. You're an existing Cablevision customer. You can't get that. I'm like, but no. I didn't. First of all, I didn't call asking for it for free.
Yeah, you offered.
I called to add it to my cable system. Right. You offered 3 months for free and 6 months for free.
Yeah.
And then they put me on hold again, and they hung up the phone on me.
Yeah.
Then I tried.
They'll do that.
I tried calling back, and I arranged for a supervisor to call me back. They did call me back while I was driving to an appointment, and they said, this is your callback from Cablevision. 5 seconds later, click.
Yeah. No, they'll just hang up on
you. Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
So needless to say, it never happened.
Yeah. So now you can be a Verizon customer.
So Schwartz didn't see Hard Knocks this week. That's the
story.
Well, you missed it because AJ Epinesa apparently can catch a python with his bare hands.
What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. Can the Bills get like some like low key hobbies? Like, do you have to be drag racing basically or drift racing and
now that's pretty tight. That's pretty tight though.
Yeah, with your 6-year old in the car, like that's Deion Dawkins. Dude, that guy's gonna end up in jail for child
endangerment. You're already snow, Maggie.
Yeah, I know. That was a silly
drag racing. The python was bad. I still think Dawson Knox having a full training camp with just a carry-on is also crazy.
Yeah.
And his wife
That's
mentioned
just guys.
That.
No, see, this is the thing. This were the first episode of Hard Knocks. This is the thing, though. They get all these clothes from the Bills.
That's
like, he's
true.
In a uniform. He just this is like his walk-around stuff. And
that
someone
is
else
true.
Is doing his laundry, I'm
right.
sure.
Right, Bills t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, they
Bills
got all that game-issued stuff.
They sweat a lot. Like, I don't know.
I
I'm a carry-on guy. I did a whole Euro trip on a carry-on, but I mean, he's going to be there for two, three
right.
weeks in the heat of Buffalo with all the sweat and stuff. I mean, in summer, it's going to be hot. Like,
it's not Phoenix, bro.
I know, but
no. let me tell you, I lived in Buffalo for 4 years. It's hot
during hot the summer.
Time.
And
it's like, the only time to go visit.
And like, I'm watching how like his wife did a beautiful job of packing that suitcase, but it was packed. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
You can afford a regular suitcase, bro.
Oh, he can definitely afford it. It's just laziness on trying to pack it.
He's low-key. That's what he's trying to get across. Low-key.
Mysterious.
Also weird. No Dalton Kincaid in that first episode.
That was weird. And Cook either.
No James Cook either. Yeah, yeah.
They showed him at one point sign an autograph, but it was just like quick cutaway.
He's gonna be the next one.
Can't believe Tyler Bass was also omitted. Can you believe that? Kickers are people too, damn it.
Yeah, well, he was one miss away from getting thrown in the
out of your treadmill.
Lake Ontario. 888-710-4ISN 888-710-4476. I was doing the Rochester version. But, Peter,
done.
Can you hang on 1 second? We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get your headlines. Had to take a quick detour there to alert America that you may be getting scammed. If your bank is calling you, don't pick up. It's Maggie and Perloff Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. EJ Stewart in for Perloff today. Peter Schwartz in for Bogish today. Manny in the EP chair. Ray on the ones and twos. Everyone shuffling around. Peter has some headlines for us. We'll get back to the Browns quarterback situation in a moment. But what's the latest and greatest, Pete?
Well, we begin with baseball. The Yankees try to snap out of their funk yesterday. Yankees and Rangers tied at 2 in the 7th.
Here's the pitch. Swing on a drive deep to left. Oh. Got a chance. Giddy up, baby. Gone. First row home run. Paul Goldschmidt, 3-2 Yankees. Oh, man. Talk about timely.
Manny, you've got to calm down.
We are so back, Peter.
Man, they still suck.
The
Stop
World
it.
Series is back on, Peter. Believe.
Come on.
You gotta, what do they say across town? You got to believe?
No, yeah. You're not
relax. Please don't rip off their things, and we still stink, so relax. Dave Sims on Yankees Radio. Yankees snap a 5-game skid, beat the Rangers 3-2. Now to Seattle.
Runners at second and third, delivers. Swing and a well-hit ball, deep to left field. Holy smokes, it is over the out-of-town scoreboard. A rocket to left center. Julio Rodriguez with number 21 on the season scores 3 more.
That was Rick Riz on Mariners Radio, and the Mariners beat the White Sox 8-6. Other games yesterday, the Padres over the Diamondbacks 3-2. You had the Brewers winning their 6th straight game. They beat the Braves 5-4. The Giants over the Pirates 4-2. You had the Guardians beat the Mets 4-1. Gavin Williams had a no-hitter through 8 1/3, broken up by a Juan Soto home run in the 9th inning.
Thank God. That would have been terrible. I mean, great for Cleveland, but terrible for where the Mets are.
Just
right now.
Listless at the plate.
Maybe someone would have lost their job if we got no hit. Vic Chavez.
That's true, too. By the way, Cleveland, what's with these teams that are trading away players and then winning? Like, Cleveland, you trade away all these guys, and now you've won 3 straight. Like, this is supposed to be an easy cakewalk, you would think. Get right team, but like maybe they're still in it in terms of a wild card spot?
3 wild card
right,
teams,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know. It's hard to tank now, I think, in baseball because there's so many spots. And it's a lot of parity right now.
The Red Sox sign outfielder Roman Anthony to an 8-year extension reportedly worth $130 million.
I couldn't think of a better city to play in for the next 8 to 9 years of my life. And I'm super excited. I want to thank all the fans who show up every day and continue to support us regardless of the outcome.
And with significant escalators, the deal can max out at $230 million. Also from baseball yesterday, Jen Powell will become the first female umpire in Major League Baseball history. She's going to work this weekend's Marlins-Braves series in Atlanta. She's been a minor league umpire since 2016. I guess the last time a woman got this close was Pam Postuma back in the 80s. She was a AAA umpire, and I was in college in Buffalo at the time, and she used to umpire games there. And she did spring training games, but she never quite got to the point where they thought about bringing her up to the majors. So this is pretty significant.
No, it's amazing. And, you know, as a former ump myself, certified up to the JV level, you know, clearly, you know, it's the time for me to flex my chops as well. But here's what I thought when finally woman breaks through like this glass ceiling. Just as we're getting rid of umpires. Congrats.
Get ready to call ABS.
Everyone's out. Yeah, I mean, you're still going to have like umpires for the theater of it, but they're no longer going to call balls and strikes like very soon.
Yeah.
And so it's like it felt not that she didn't earn it. She has. But it was like, here's the symbolism of you get and achieve your dreams and we're taking it all away.
Get ready to learn ABS.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Yep.
NFL Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's open to playing in the preseason opener on Saturday in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting conversation. I think Mike and I will have that at some point. I don't think it's in the plan for me to play this week, but whatever Mike wants to do, I'm fully on board. If he wants me to go out there and play, I'll play. If not, then I won't.
And he's Pittsburgh's problem now.
No, it's funny. It's just, it's just so funny to me that it's just so much like a relationship of people dating at the beginning, like this bromance. And I see it sometimes where it's like, whatever they want. Like, yeah, you want to go to the Judas Priest concert? Like, sure, I'm into that. Yeah. No, I'm totally. Oh, yeah, you want to go to a Browns preseason game? No, that's my thing, too. I'm into that. Like, people who... Or you're not, like, you don't want to show your whole personality yet. Everything has just been smooth sailing, and so you just go with the flow. Like, EJ and I were just at SummerSlam.
Yep.
WWE SummerSlam over the weekend with Anthony Gallo, and I see this a little bit. We're on the concourse. We're getting some videos from fans and stuff like that, and you can tell who the women are who showed up who do not want to be at SummerSlam. Like, they're simply there to support their guy and, like, support their man and, you know, show up. And I see some of these women. I know there are a lot of women fans.
Yeah. Yay, sports.
But you show up and you're like, oh, you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
But, like, way to put on the outfit.
Well, listen, next month they're going to be going, the man's going to be going to Sabrina Carpenter.
The other way,
Olivia
too.
Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah. Like, that receipt is coming one way or another. That is always how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. The woman will get theirs.
By the way, this quote from Aaron Rodgers, the other thing that stood out to me was that the fact that he said that he hadn't talked to Mike Tomlin yet about it.
Yeah, the game's 2 days.
Yeah, that seems odd. Like what? And this is such a football thing. I'm not even saying Aaron Rodgers is lying or anything. I actually believe him that they didn't talk about it. But it's such a football culture thing that I don't have to tell my players whether or not they're playing in the game or not. Why wouldn't you do that? Like,
yeah, the game's Saturday.
Yeah, like, and like Aaron Rodgers, I think, has been a good soldier, and he's, like, doing all the right things. I think you should alert him. Hey, we're not going to play you. Like, you know, just take it easy. Or you are playing. Get ready. Like, I assume he's not going to play if Aaron Rodgers says, I haven't got any indication I'm playing. But why are we doing this song and dance where you can't tell the 41-year-old veteran who's a multiple-time MVP whether or not he's playing week one of preseason?
Is it possible
maybe they did tell him and he just is like BSing everybody.
Well, I just also wonder, maybe they don't know.
Why would you not know?
Well, to the point of he didn't show up for any of the offseason stuff, so maybe they do want to keep it a little fluid of, listen, if we feel like we need it, maybe we'll throw him out there for a couple for a drive or two.
And you may look at some of these practices and Tomlin could be making the decision looking at these last few practices being like, oh, we look really raggy. We need to go out there and play. And he is old school like that. Remember last year when we were waiting for some very big change to happen with the Steelers and he's like, we're going to put on pads this week. Like, that was the big change that he did midseason when the Steelers struggled. Maybe it was this year or it was the year before. I forgot which year. But it was like, we're going to put on pads. Like, he's very old school in that, like, you know, we're just going to change things up, or it's the solutions sometimes are very simple.
Well, I know you can't do 1 year to the next. It doesn't matter. But the one thing with the Steelers, like, you saw Russell Wilson get hurt in training camp last year. Like, you know what it's like to have these more fragile quarterbacks. Sure. Like, you know, Big Ben wasn't fragile necessarily, but even at the end when he's battling injuries, like, why you would have Aaron Rodgers start a preseason game beyond me. I just think it's a terrible idea.
Makes no sense. One last NFL note, the NFLPA receiving a clarification from the NFL on the use of smelling salts yesterday.
Oh, good.
Players can they can use their own stash of smelling salts, but the teams are not allowed to distribute it. So that was the clarification yesterday. So if you have your own stash, you can use it, but don't ask the trainer if you don't have it.
BYOSS, bring your own smelling salts.
It rolls off the tongue.
Oh, does it ever.
That's funny. So it's obviously not this is why the NFL is so disingenuous, because they came out and said The smelling salts can mask the symptoms of a concussion. Wasn't it this about player safety, but now it's just, no, you got to get high on your own supply?
On your own supply.
Take your safety in your own hands, people. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, shout out to George Kittle for bringing this down.
We don't want to be liable. You bring your own smelling salts. You don't know what's going on in your brain. That's not my problem. That's what this whole thing is. It's one big cover your...
From CTE allegations down the road.
And by the way, you want to talk about, you know, just the most annoying stories to me, like all these millionaires complaining about damn smelling salts. Salts, get over it, guys. This has been the most ridiculous story to me.
I think it's just you show what they really want, what really goes on. They're sniffing these things like there's no tomorrow.
They love ammonia.
That's problematic. I'm like, what, guys, get it together.
EJ, I mean, it's human cockfighting. Okay, lots more next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.